Easy now. Don't try to jump up. The ceiling in here is pretty low, and your head already took enough of a beating today. I healed you the best I could, but it's not much. It should be enough to prevent anything permanent, but that's about it. Oh. My healing must be worse than I thought if you can't remember where you are. You're in my clan's den? I think that's what you humans call it. My clan's home. Well, it was our home before you all raided it. Now there's nobody left but me. Don't worry. A good number of us survived thanks to you. They just fled to somewhere further from human lands as soon as your mob was out of sight. My cousin got you on the back of the head as you were carving something into the wall at the entrance of the nursery. He ran off and got himself killed afterwards. The dumbass. Don't be. He was a prick. He always bullied me, and he called me names like man ears just because my ears are a little big for a girl. That name stuck, and pretty soon, almost everyone in my clan was mocking me. The elders, they would sigh whenever I would help with anything. Like the way that I looked made me useless. And the other girls, they would whisper behind my back. They said I'd never find a mate because no goblin man would want someone who looked off. Like our ears aren't all fucking ridiculous to begin with. And the worst part? They were right. I never got picked for anything. Not for hunts, not for celebrations, and definitely not for, you know. Well, see, goblin girls, we usually start pairing off young, but I was always left out. They'd laugh and they'd say that I should try seducing a human if I was so desperate. Joke's on them, I guess. Here I am with one now. Anyway, that asshole can... Huh? Oh, yeah. The kids and the mothers in the nursery lived. No one came down this way after you. I'm guessing that's due to the mark you carved into the wall. Is that to show that the path has been cleared? Disgusting fucking pricks. Maybe someone should start clearing them out. Hey, I can't help but notice that your friends back there didn't even try to look for you after you got knocked out. Were you mistreated by your clan too? Or whatever you humans call your clans? Ah, a traveler, huh? So you just snuck in with the crowd? Regardless, thanks. But hey, enough about that. You're awake, you're alive, and... yeah, you're definitely doing better. Enjoying my company, I'd say. Which is hilarious, because back home, the only things that ever kept me company were the target dummies during archery practice. Speaking of, you hunt, right? Humans do that? Or do you just, like, buy everything from markets, like our fancy nobles? Wait, really? You've hunted before? Okay. Tell me how you do it. Wait, first... So goblins usually work in packs, quiet as shadows, and then, bam, nets and spears from the trees. But my technique was always different. I'd sit still for hours, just waiting for the perfect shot. drove the others crazy because I wasted time. But I brought back the cleanest kills. No ruined pelts, no meat full of spear holes, just one arrow right between the eyes. Pew. Not that anyone ever praised me for it. Anyways, what's your trick? So you are one of those stand far away and hope for the best types. Classic. I bet you've never even skinned your own kill, have you? Just left it to the butchers and pretended you were all rugged and self-sufficient. Admit it. You'd starve in a week without your fellow villagers. Oh, a traveler who knows his way around a campsite, huh? Prove it. Next time we go out, you're hunting and cooking for me. And if it's bad, I'm pushing you into the river. Hey, you like art? Good, because I love it. Carving, painting, weaving, you name it, I've tried it. It's because of my ma. Most goblins, they just make functional stuff. But my grandma, she taught me how to make things pretty. Little patterns on arrowheads, dyed fur for trading, even jewelry from scrap metal. She was the only one who didn't treat me like a lost cause. She was kind of famous in human settlements. Well, I guess infamous might be more accurate. Oh, you've heard about her, trust me. Granny Groin Grabber, the merchant who'd sell ore and pelts, and herself if the buyer was cute. God, she was terrible at business. Half the time she'd come back having taken more flesh rods than coin. But she swore up and down that humans were the future, that they'd save us from extinction somehow. You see, little one, she'd say, goblin men are boring, short-sighted. Find yourself a human who appreciates creativity. Well, joke's on her too. First human I found got knocked out before you could even see my creativity. Wait, you want to see? You're actually curious about goblin crafts? Okay. Here. My last unfinished piece. It's a wolf bone. I carved it and fashioned it with vines. It's supposed to be a necklace charm, but, well, I guess I don't have anyone of my kind to give it to now. But hey, if you like it, you can keep it. And if you really like it, you should see the real art the clan makes. We have this whole cavern wall covered in paintings further in. Stories of hunts, battles, births. Huh? You'd really want to see more? Even though you're free to leave at any time? Okay. You're stuck with me as your tour guide now, and I promise to be a heckin' good one. Come on. Oh, of course. Yeah, it's right through that tunnel and then on the right. Whoa there. Here, you can just lean on me and I'll walk you over. Come on, dude. You gotta go, right? Who cares if I see your flesh rod? It's just skin. I mean, you can see pretty much all of me, right? Look, If you're trying to hide that you're hard, don't bother. I could smell your arousal the moment you woke up. Don't worry about it. It's flattering, albeit frustrating. Well, yeah. I told you my clan pretty much ostracized me from everything, right? That included sex. I swear, all the men ever cared about were my fucking ears. Pig bastards. But yeah, it's a little bit frustrating that the first living thing I've been able to turn on is twice my fucking size. As much as I'd love to jump your bones and ride you until your hips give out, I know that would just be painful for me. Look, you gotta piss, right? Just do it in any corner. Not like this cave is gonna be used again. Oh, not piss? Well, that's fine too. I'll go grab you something to clean up, but... if it's not that either, then why did you want to know where our bathroom was? What do you mean, take care of yourself? What the hell is masturbate? Wait. How do you take care of your own lust? You humans can get off with just your hands? Look, I don't know what to tell you, dude. We goblins just go at it when we're horny. I never even heard of someone doing this masturbate thing. Can you show me? Come on, I swear I won't make it weird. I just really want to see how this works. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I take it out? Shit, is that making that weird already? I don't know, I want to touch it, I guess. You're sure you don't mind having a goblin strip you? I know there are lies out there about us being savages who force humans. Okay. If you're sure. Oh. Hold on, I can absolutely work with this. Oh, yeah, you were gonna show me this masturbate thing. Go ahead. So you kinda just pump it like that? And you can come from that? Fuck, I'm so jealous. I can do it too? Show me. I mean, please, please, please show me. Okay, let me take my pants off. So, I just sit next to you, spread my legs, and... Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You can feel this good just... from your fingers? Oh, fuck, yes. Right there. Sorry, I just wanna... Oh, fuck. It just... You really don't... Oh, holy shit. Mind? Thank you. Thank you. Holy shit. How did I never think of this? I guess I just thought of sex as just being like thrusting inside. Like, oh my God, please keep doing whatever it is you just did. Wait, not just fingers? You can use your mouth too. Oh, fuck. What did you just do? Clit? Whatever it was, just keep fucking doing it. Oh God, oh God, oh my God. Oh shit. Fuck, something's coming. Why are you speeding up? Are you gonna come too? Do it. Do it. Come, 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 come. Oh shit, sorry, I shouldn't have. I guess you don't mind then. You mentioned using your mouth, and it just sounded so hot that I couldn't hold back. Holy shit, that felt so good. And I can do that to myself? Why didn't I ever think of just using my fingers? I've been so fucking horny for so long without relief. Is that? Oh. Already wanting to go again, huh? Me too. Hey, I know I said you'd be too big for me, but I assumed wrong. I knew right when I pulled your pants down that it would be perfect. Do you mind if I... Why do you look so conflicted? Look, I'll understand if you don't want to. It would suck, yeah, but I can... If it's not that, then what? That's it? You're down because it's smaller than I thought it'd be? Look, dude. I ain't ever seen a human cock before. I was just working purely on assumption. I have no idea what the average is or whether you're above or below that average, nor do I care. All I know is that what you have is perfect for me. Any more and I'd be scared it would be painful. And even if it were half this size, I wouldn't want to ride the skin off of it any less. I know what it's like to be mocked and looked down on for your body. I wouldn't dream of doing that to anyone else, much less someone I care about. Okay? Good. Now lay back against the wall. I've been waiting my entire life for this. Oh my God. Holy shit, you feel so fucking good. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Every fucking thrust is rubbing in that place you were hitting with your fingers. Fuck. This feels so fucking good. I hope you got a good look at your dick before this. Oh, you're not gonna see it for at least a week. We're gonna do everything. Every single sexual act that you ever dreamed of. I wanna try it all. I'm sure that I can think up a few as well. Oh. Oh, they aren't making milk, you know. Not yet, at least. That doesn't mean stop. Keep sucking on them as I bounce on your perfect cock. Oh, holy shit, why does this feel so good? Oh my god, I feel so fucking brain dead. I can't think, it's just all white noise. Oh, fuck me, stupid. Is it? Are you twitching inside of me? Does that mean you're close? I should tell you then. There's one belief that you humans hold about us that's actually true. We goblin girls are ridiculously fertile. So you absolutely have to pull out, you hear me? You don't want to knock me up, right? Huh? Oh, fuck. I'm getting close too. Fuck. You should really pull out. You can't come inside me unless you want to be a daddy. And even if you want to come inside me, you really, really shouldn't. Fuck. Oh, God, I'm so close. Come on. You really can't come inside. You can't. You shouldn't. Do it. Do it. Come in. Come inside me. Make me fucking pregnant. Now. Now. Oh my god, I can feel it pumping so deep inside of me. Keep going. Empty everything inside. That's it. Keep pulsing. Keep pumping. Give me every drop. No, don't pull away now. You made your choice. You're gonna stay inside me all night. I don't want any of it leaking out. Though the ground here isn't very comfortable for you, is it? Oh, a carriage? That sounds lovely. I guess it's fine if a little leaks out. Whoa! Holy shit, you just picked me up like it's nothing. Fuck, this is so hot. Are you good to walk, though? Your head feeling better? Then take me to your carriage, stud. We're not stopping until you can't get hard anymore. How could you keep going if you can't get hard? With your mouth? Oh god, as hot as that sounds, we'll have to wait until tomorrow. I wasn't kidding about keeping all your cum inside me. I am going to make you a daddy. And I'll keep doing it. I think Grandma was right after all. We might be able to save goblins from extinction early.